I recommend to ground yourself if you're about to listen to this poem. It's a poem very deep, very sensitive, very emotional, as will the next couple poems. If you're grounded now, this is my poem called Fuck the Majority. I felt pain all day. Screams of fury and disappointment. Screams of fear and betrayal. No. Screams of no surprise, but surprise. We have to fight for rights again. So, no, my rising didn't feel so grand. My rising was met with the actions of white men with skin about to crumble. My rising was met with the actions of white women who will always be protected by wealth no matter the action be. My rising was met with silence in the shape of gray duct tape over my body, over the rights of my body. And I'm fucking pissed because so many people can die, so many will die, so many try and cry and fight with all their might, and some will just lie there. Out of fear, out of exhaustion, out of full body autonomy being taken away from them and seeing no hope, and no one will blame them. So no, my rising wasn't so grand. I felt myself become a spotter for every loss of hope, for every step back in disbelief, for every heartbeat spiking, for every heartbeat stopping. I felt myself filled with anger for every person that hasn't stopped fighting and felt beaten for a quick second. I don't blame them. I felt anger fill the eyes of every person in conservative households, in minority households, in religious households that hold separate beliefs and have to hear their surroundings speak of this act as a victory. I felt every mind wonder how this will end. So I didn't write an ending. But I know you won't blame me.